faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent and Editor Perry White are confronted with no evidence to back up their suspicions. The subway wreck had been completely cleaned up, smooth as a whistle.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. You know, when you're about to pour cool milk on your dish of Kellogg's Pep, it's kind of fun to think how many others of the gang and thousands of homes are just about to dig into those cool, crisp flakes of whole wheat, too. Sure. And every morning when they take in that first mouthful of catchy, brisk Pep flavor, most likely they think just what you do, that Pep is super. Pep's terrific. And chances are they're all excited, too, about those swell Pep prizes and guessing which one of Pep's three kinds of prizes they'll get in their next package. Say, how you coming with your own prize collecting gang? Have you got all seven of those colored cardboard models of fighting planes? Might be one in your next package of Pep, you know. Or your next prize could be one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a full description, so you'll be hep on those birds wherever you see them. Or could be your next Pep prize will be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons picturing a famous comic strip character. Believe me, a whole collection of 18 will make a real show on your beanie cap or your jacket. So step lively, gang. Step right up and ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for the prize inside your package.
Now the adventures of Superman. Because of their zeal in investigating a recent subway disaster, Private Detective Candy Myers was ambushed and beaten up, and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen narrowly escaped with his life. Candy was certain that Clint Morgan, Metropolis Building Commissioner, was responsible for the attacks on him and Jimmy, as well as for the subway disaster. But after interviewing Morgan, Clark Kent decided that the real criminal was someone else, someone whose name Kent thought he knew. With Editor Perry White, he went to the subway cave-in to pick up conclusive proof, only to find the underground tube cleared of all rubble and wreckage. Dismayed, Kent says,
"Now how am I going to get the goods on Mike Rickey, Chief?"
"On whom?"
"Mike Rickey, otherwise known as Fat Mike."
"Fat Mike Rickey? Oh, you mean the contractor?"
"That's right. He built this new subway. And in the last year or two, since Clint Morgan got to be the building commissioner, Rickey's built a lot of other things for the city. A couple of bridges, playgrounds, public swimming pools. He's made a fortune out of his city contracts."
"Why do you think Rickey's behind this? I thought Clint Morgan..."
"I found Morgan very much worried hiding out on Rickey's million-dollar farm. The tie-up is obvious."
"Of course. You figure Rickey's been jipping the building specifications with Morgan's cooperation, that sort of thing, huh?"
"I'm sure he has. New subway tubes don't just cave in. Yeah, but now what do we do? Rickey must have suspected we'd come back for more samples to use as evidence. So he had his crew work like beavers and got this hole all cleaned up."
"Samples? Oh, you mean..."
"The concrete he used in the tube, yes. An analysis would show whether it was up to specifications or not. But heaven only knows where it is now. Wait a minute. Come on, Chief."
"Where?"
"That steam shovel across the street. It's just starting to pull away. See what it says on the cab?"
"Yeah. Rickey Construction Company. What about it?"
"I've got an idea. Just a minute, mister."
"What do you want, Mac?"
"A little information. Can you tell me where
the..." "That's the cop in the corner. I got to get this shovel back to the yard before dark."
"Now, this'll only take a minute. I'd like to know where all the stuff you dug out of the cave-in, the concrete rubble, was taken."
"In your father's mustache. Now scram."
"Now, wait a minute. I'll be glad to pay to indulge my curiosity. Here's $10.
$10, eh?"
"Uh-huh."
"Well, I'll tell you, mister, we had orders not to say where that stuff was going."
"Give another $10,
wait a minute."
"But now the stuff is all gone, I can't see any harm in telling where it is, especially since it ain't worth nothing in the first place. And even if it was, nobody could get at it by now."
"What do you mean, nobody can get at it?"
"Because by this time, it's at the bottom of the Metropolis Harbor."
"Uh-oh."
"Oh, thanks.
Forget it. See you again sometime."
"Well, that's that, Kent."
"Maybe not."
"It is. Even if we hired a diver to go down to the harbor for the samples of that concrete, it wouldn't do us any good. We can't prove it came from the subway cave-in."
"Which is exactly what Mike Rickey planned. But..."
"But what?"
"I just thought of something. Wait here, Chief."
"Where are you going now?"
"I'll see you back at the office, Chief."
"What do you mean? Where are you going?"
"I'm following a hunch and a prayer."
"Come back here, Kent."
"Now, let's see. Where can I change clothes? Only
people around, I'm losing time. You know, there's only one thing to do. Around this corner of the chief's site. Here we are. Now, up to that skyscraper roof. Up! Hate to take a chance like that, dressed as Clark Kent. But every second counts. Now, out of these clothes. The last truck might not be at the harbor yet, and if it isn't, there's a chance
for Superman to take care of Mr. Rickey. There we are. All set. Up! Up! And away!
Leaping up from the skyscraper roof, Superman streaks away toward Metropolis Harbor, red cape streaming in the wind. He flashes across the great city, comes within view of the harbor, which is dotted with shipping, and looks down anxiously. For a moment, he sees nothing. Then a large dump truck backed out on a pier above the harbor catches his eye.
That truck on the pier. It's lettered Rickey Construction Company, and it's getting ready to empty into the harbor. Down to it! Down!
Just a minute, friend.
What the... Holy smokes! Superman!
Right. This rubble in the truck, it's from the subway cave-in, isn't it?
Yeah. Jeepers, imagine me talking to Superman. Look, do me a favor, will you? Give me your autograph.
Well, I'll be glad to. You'll give me yours.
Mine? You're kidding. What do you want my autograph for?
I want it under a few words testifying that these pieces of broken concrete I'm borrowing from your truck came from the subway cave-in.
I don't get it.
It's important. What do you say?
You got a deal. Wait, I got a pencil and some time sheets right here.
Good.
Me getting Superman's autograph. Wait till I show you.
Eagerly, the truck driver writes the few words Superman dictates, receives his autograph in return, and then watches open-mouthed as the Man of Steel leaps high into the air, waves, then veers and rockets away. Meanwhile, having just returned to his office in the Daily Planet, Editor Perry White is talking to Private Detective Candy Myers.
That's what Kent said, Candy. He said he found Clint Morgan, the building commissioner, vacationing secretly on Mike Rickey's farm.
Mike Rickey? You mean Fat Mike, the contractor?
That's right. Kent is convinced that Rickey gypped on the building specifications on the 9th Avenue subway. Undoubtedly with Morgan's knowledge, and that's why we had that terrible disaster.
Kent thinks that, huh?
Yes, and I'm inclined to agree with him. Ricky's known as a pretty tough character. I can see him having Jim abducted and you beaten up where I can't see Morgan doing it. Morgan's a soft-spoken, pussy-footing political grafter, not a roughneck.
Yeah, that adds up. Mike knew if we got the goods on him, he not only would lose his juicy city contracts, but wind up in the pen besides. So he had his goons do a job on me and Jim.
Looks that way, Candy, but you can't prove it.
I'll prove it.
How?
I'm going to have a little talk with Mike Rickey. The kind of talk he understands. I'll get the truth out of him.
Now, wait a minute.
I'll show that dirty rat he can't get away with stuff like that in this town. See you later, Mr. White.
Wait, Candy. He's a bad actor.
So am I when I get riled. And I'm plenty riled now.
Alarmed, Perry White can do nothing to stop the enraged Candy Myers, realizing that the impulsive detective is heading for serious trouble. And Candy is heading for trouble and into danger, as we learn in a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, do you know why opening a package of Kellogg's Pep is like reaching into a grab bag? Why, sure, you've guessed it. It's because you always get such a swell surprise seeing which one of Pep's three kinds of prizes is in the Pep package. You're never sure whether it'll be one of Pep's seven colored cardboard plane models, and say, are they a keen collection, or whether it'll be one of those 24 beautiful color pictures of birds with a description to help you spot these birds every time. Or then again, your prize might be one of 18 bright colored comic buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. All you do know is that whichever one of those three prizes you get, it's strictly super. And that goes double for Pep itself. Why, the way those crisp whole wheat flakes of Pep make with the flavor is terrific. Yes, sir, you'll say that Pep, the sunshine cereal, is just about the smoothest breakfast dish there is. So crisp and cool that, well, it keeps your spoon coming right back for more of the same until your bowl is clean empty. And that's the right idea, gang, especially nowadays when we're sending the cereal grains to folks overseas. So remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Candy Myers sets out vengefully to see Mike Rickey. The fat contractor is in his lavish, vividly decorated penthouse apartment with his henchman known as Shortcake and building commissioner Clint Morgan. Both Rickey and the undersized Shortcake wear bright-colored sports jackets and two-tone sports shoes. Morgan, dressed conservatively, looks deeply worried.
I tell you, Mike, this fella Clark Kent is clever. He tricked my secretary into letting out where I was. Then when he saw your initials on the ashtrays at your farm, he said he knew whose farm it was.
So what, Clint? So what?
Sure, so what?
Well, I'm afraid he'll find out other things that he shouldn't.
Yeah, well, don't you worry about that. He won't find out anything.
Yeah, don't you worry. He won't find out nothing.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Tell you, he won't find out anything, so stop worrying, will you? The only thing that could put us behind the eight ball is the concrete in the subway cave-in. And every scrap of that is on the bottom of the Metropolis Harbor right now. Right, Shortcake?
Absolutely, boss.
So you see, Clint, you ain't got a thing to worry about.
No, not a thing.
Well, all right, if you're sure, Mike.
Wait a minute. Hello? Yeah. Who? Oh, yeah, sure, Eddie. What gives? Who has? Kent! You mean Clark Kent, the reporter?
What about Kent?
Shut up, will you? Yeah, I hear you, Eddie. Yeah, keep talking. Yeah? He did, huh? Why, that dirty. Sure, I can figure that out for myself. Okay, Eddie, I'll take care of it, yeah. Yeah, so long.
What happened, Mike? What about Clark Kent?
Well, this ain't so good, Clint.
What do you mean? Tell me, what happened?
Well, Kent was nosing around the cave-in this afternoon, and he found out from a steam shovel man where we were dumping that stuff in the busted tube.
Yes?
A little later, some guy shows up at the harbor, just when one of my trucks is going to dump the last load. And this guy gets some of the busted concrete.
Some of the busted concrete?
Yeah.
Who was it, Kent?
No. Kent didn't have time to get to the harbor. He must have called up somebody near there. And I figure the guy he called up is Candy Myers, that private eye I thought I cooled off the other night. You see, he lives right near the harbor. And Eddie says he's a pal of Kent's.
Yeah, that's who it must have been, boy.
I don't like this, Mike.
No, I don't like it either. If they get that concrete analyzed and compared with the building specifications, I'm in the suit.
Oh, you and me both. What are we going to do?
What we gotta do. We gotta take care of those two Weisenheimers, Kent and Candy Myers, and we gotta do it quick.
Right, boys, we gotta...
Be quiet, Shortcake, but that would be murder.
So what? Do you rather go to jail?
Well
all right,
no,
then
but...
Shut up, will you? I gotta think.
Yeah, shut up. The boys gotta...
Hey, what's that?
The buzzer from downstairs.
Yeah, see who it is, Shortcake.
Yeah, okay, boys. Yeah? What's cooking, Junkhead? What? No kidding. Wait a minute. Hey, boys, Candy Myers is downstairs. He wants to see you.
Myers? Is he alone?
Wait a minute. Is he alone, Junkhead? Yeah, he's all alone, boys.
Well, say, ain't that just dandy? This makes it nice and easy. Have him come up, Shortcake. Have him come right up.
Opening a drawer of his elaborately inlaid desk, Fat Mike Rickey closes his hand around a revolver, then waits expectantly for Candy Myers to appear. Candy is walking directly into a death trap, while Superman is unaware of this latest development. What will happen? The moment is tense with suspense, gang, so don't miss Monday's exciting episode. Tune in same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, gang, talk about famous names. Why, Kellogg is the greatest name in cereals. And Kellogg makes Kellogg Shredded Wheat, crisp, tender biscuits that are full up with natural nut sweet flavor. Toasted the Kellogg way just right. Mighty good for breakfast and mighty good for you. They're whole wheat. Mom knows Kellogg shredded wheat is economical, too. You get 15 biscuits in every package. They're made to fit the bowl. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.